You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, where we're now joined by RNIB volunteer Shona Black, who's here to tell us about all things Kilt Walk. Shona, thanks again for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So that time of year again, there are four Kilt Walks this year. First of all, for those who don't know, can you tell us a bit about what the Kilt Walk is?
So the Kilt Walk, yeah, it's a fundraising event. There's four of them. There's one Glasgow, one Aberdeen, one Dean, one in Edinburgh. And you can do different distances with them all. And you raise money, do the walk, raise money for RNIB. And wearing tartan is expected. People wear kilt. Yeah, and people dress up and do all sorts of fancy things with their kilts and stuff. It's really nice. It's good fun. There's a lot of camaraderie and fun involved with it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Kilts expected, accepted and encouraged. You're RNIB's Kilt Walk Ambassador this year and you're taking part in all four of the Kilt Walks. How did that come about? And more importantly, how are you feeling about it? It's a lot of walking involved.
It's a lot of walking, yeah. When I originally said I would do it, I had said that I would do the middle route because there's the three routes. There's a small, I think it's called a wee wander, it's the big one, and the mighty stride is the big one. The big stroll is the middle one. So the middle one's about 14 miles. So I said I would do the middle one at all routes and then discovered there isn't a middle one at Aberdeen and Dundee. So I'm doing the big ones for Aberdeen and Dundee as well with Daryl. So that we're a team, me and Daryl. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of walking. There may be blisters.
No, better pack your blister blasters then.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of walking, but also an awful lot of fun as well, I'd imagine. Yeah. Now, the first one in Glasgow isn't too far away. When's that coming up?
30th of April.
30th of April. So not too far away. Have you got your hiking boots and your hiking socks all sorted?
Yes. Yes. And I still get my kilt attached. I'll need to find myself a kilt.
You need to go on that. That's the main event.
I know.
So how can listeners get involved or find out more about the Kilt Walks? As we've said, there's four. So when and where are they all taking place?
So the dates for the other ones are, we have Aberdeen on the 4th of June. We have Dundee on the 20th of August. And then we're having our big finale, which we'd love as many people to join us as they can. That's on the 17th of September. So if you are signing up for any of them, if you say that you're want to raise money for RNIB, that's brilliant. You do that when you're signing up. If anybody's struggling to sign up, if they get in touch with the Community Connect team as well, they'll be able to help them to sign up as well. And if you want to join Daryl and I and our team, that would be brilliant. We are Shona and Daryl's Big Stroll. That's our team name.
Excellent team name. And Shona Black, the best of luck for your four Kilt Walks this year. And thanks once again for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.